It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm David Green. The suspense at last night's Academy Awards had been over who would get Best Picture. Would Roma become the first foreign language film to win? Would Black Panther be the first superhero movie to get the Oscar? Or could a Spike Lee movie, Black Klansman, win the top prize? NPR's Mondelez Del Barco was on the red carpet and in the press room at the Dolby Theater in Hollywood to report.
In the end, Green Book took home the Oscar for Best Picture. The movie is set in the Deep South in 1962, a story about African-American pianist Don Shirley and his Italian-American driver Tony Vallelonga. Here's producer Jim Burke.
We made this film with love, and we made it with tenderness, and we made it with respect.
Mahershala Ali won Best Supporting Actor for his work in the film playing Don Shirley, whose essence, he said, he tried to capture. But when they won for Best Picture, the filmmakers did not thank Shirley, whose family contested the story. It was co-written by Vallelonga's son Nick, who picked up the Oscar for original screenplay. In the press room, Vallelonga defended his version, saying that Shirley had given him his blessing to tell his dad's story.
He told me, if you're going to tell the story, you tell it from your father, me, no one else. Don't speak to anyone else. That's how you have to make it. And also, he told me, don't make it till after I pass away. I'm an Italian from New York. They call that a stand-up guy. I kept my word to the man.
Vallelonga said he was nervous on stage. And he wasn't the only one.
It's genuinely quite stressful. This is hilarious.
A delightedly befuddled Olivia Colman seemed genuinely surprised to beat out Glenn Close for her Best Actress Oscar. Colman won for her role as Queen Anne in The Favourite.
And any little girl who's practicing their speech on the telly, you never know. I used to work as a cleaner and I loved that job. I did spend quite a lot of my time imagining this. Oh, please wrap up. Right, okay. And thank you.
Another genuine moment of levity in the show was when Samuel L. Jackson opened the envelope for Best Adapted Screenplay, Black Klansman. Spike Lee bounded on stage to jump on and embrace his old friend. He talked about Black History Month and his late grandmother.
She called me Spikey Poo.
Then he said this about the next presidential election.
Make the moral choice between love versus hate. Let's do the right thing. You know I had to get that in there.
Decades after his movie Do the Right Thing exploded on the screen, this was Lee's first competitive win. In 1983, he won a Student Academy Award for Joe's Bed-Stuy Barbershop, We Cut Heads. And in 2015, he earned an honorary Oscar. In the press room, Lee sipped champagne and joked around as he answered reporters' questions about whether he felt slighted for not winning a competitive Oscar sooner.
No, I thought it was courtside at the Garden. The ref made a bad call.
Marvel's superhero movie Black Panther didn't win for Best Picture either, but it did win for original score. And its production designer Hannah Beekler made history. She became the first African-American to win in her category. And Black Panther's costume designer, Ruth Carter, was also the first Black person to win in hers.
I got it. Wow. This has been a long time coming. Marvel may have created the first Black superhero, but through costume design, we turned him into an African king.
One of the most touching moments in the show was an intimate duet with A Star Is Born's Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga, who won an Oscar for Original Song.
In the shallow, we're far from the shallow now.
There was no official host of the telecast, just a slew of celebrities presenting film clips and awards. Comedians Tina Fey, Amy Poehler, and Maya Rudolph kicked off the ceremony.
So just a quick update for everybody in case you're confused. There is no host tonight. There won't be a popular movie category, and Mexico is not paying for the wall.
Mexico did, however, win an Oscar for foreign language film for Alfonso Cuarón's Roma. Five of the past six Best Directing Oscars have gone to directors from Mexico, including this year to Alfonso Cuarón. His work on Roma also earned him a Best Cinematography Oscar. He wrote the black and white film in Spanish and Mixtec from his childhood memories about his Oaxacan nanny.
I want to thank the Academy for recognizing a film centered around an indigenous woman, one of the 70 million domestic workers in the world without work rights, a character that historically had been relegated in the background in cinema.
Someone definitely not in the background was Rami Malek's Freddie Mercury. Malek won the Oscar for Best Actor for his portrayal of the Queen frontman in the movie Bohemian Rhapsody, which took home 4 trophies in all.
I think about what it would have been like to tell little Bubba Rami that one day this might happen to him, and I think his curly-haired little mind would be blown.
In the press room, Malek told reporters he was the son of immigrants from Egypt.
I never saw anyone in a lead role that looked like me. I never thought that I could possibly play Freddie Mercury until I realized his name was Farouk Bulsara.
The filmmakers behind Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse talked about wanting to make people feel powerful and seen. The movie won the Oscar for Animated Feature Film. Here's producer Phil Lord and director Peter Ramsey, who became the first African-American to win in this category.
So when we hear that somebody's kid was watching the movie and turned to them and said, he looks like me, or they speak Spanish like us, we feel like we already won.
We want you all to know, we see you, you're powerful. This world needs you. Please, we're all counting on you. Thank you.
And a postscript for those NPR listeners who've been paying close attention. On the red carpet before the show got underway, I caught up with my colleague Nina Totenberg. Our legal affairs correspondent was in the film RBG, which was nominated for Best Documentary.
How do you think this is going to help your career?
I don't know that it'll help my career, but I'll have a lot of fun. And I'll be able to say I went to the Oscars.
But the notorious RBG herself, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, she stayed in Washington to tend to her day job on the Supreme Court. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Hollywood.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Green.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.